Today we're right here on Ag News 890, and every Tuesday we are blessed with the presence of Dennis Belisky. How are you doing today, Dennis?
Hey, that was quite an intro. You know, with an intro like that, how could a guy be any better?
You bet. Well, it's true. I mean, a guy in the North Dakota Auctioneer Hall of Fame, and you've done a lot for your industry through the course of your 30, no, how many years is it now?
37.
I was going to say 36, but it's up to 37 now. Wow. Well, it's just an incredible spring, too, where farmers are trying to be busy, but hey, they're still going to auctions.
You know, it is a very, very interesting spring, and my goodness, did it get cool last night. You know, if you had a pumpkin outside, it most assuredly had frost on it.
Yes. You know, in Zeeland, out there in their McIntosh County, I think, way out there on the North Dakota, South Dakota border, 6 above this morning. Jeez.
That's pretty doggone cold, and I figured that it might have been that much, you know, as I looked at the dog's dish that was out on the patio last night and looked at it this morning, solid ice. It was no 31-degree cold spell. It was a heavy, heavy-duty frost. So
yeah.
I guess it's not spring yet. We've seen it come. We've seen it go. Now we need it to come back again and bring some moisture with it when it comes. And you know, we'll just never quite have everything exactly how we want it everywhere that we need it, but we just absolutely have to hope for the best because this is a year of promise in terms of things and commodity prices and whatnot. So we're just going to continue to hope for the best and pray that everything works out great for everybody. And, you know, our thoughts always go out to all the farmers and the producers out there because were it not for them, we wouldn't have the business that we have. We have people that are retiring, getting out of business, guys that are going through all different types of transition with types of equipment, you know, going from cutting edible beans to using direct cut flex drapers. So we've always got bean combines, pickets for sale. We have people that are going from conventional tillage to no tillage. So they're bringing us different units. And of course, with the good equipment prices that we experienced this spring, a lot of people were able to buy units straight out, bring their trade in to the auction, sell it for good money, more than anticipated, and do a really nice job of trading via using the auction method. So something we want to continue to stress with folks. We might not have an answer for you on everything that you want done, but you know, if you've got a whole line of equipment to sell, auctions are fantastic. We had an auction for a seller this spring. He said something very provocative to me that in 37 years of doing this, nobody has ever said to me. I know they've thought it. They've never said it out aloud. But this guy actually looked at me when he saw the results from his auction versus what he and I thought it might bring earlier. He said, Dennis, I truly feel bad for people that don't have an auction when they retire from farming because they never see the true upside potential of all their equipment being sold in one spot. If you park it by the road for sale, that's all you're ever going to get. Probably have to take less. His equipment brought in and above what he ever thought it would bring, far past the number that we talked about. And, you know, overjoyed in all of that to make that statement and say, I wish everybody could have an auction and see the true upside potential of their equipment. And there's a lot to be said in that statement, Mick. When we sell an auction for a person and they've got 100 items, when we do a pre-forecast value of it, we value this at $100,000, that at $20,000, this at $10,000. When we sell it, it brings $102,500, $10,750, $5,350. All those extra 3- and 4-digit columns add up quickly. And I'm not even going to say many times, I'm going to say nearly every time we've ever had an auction for a seller, our seller has received in and above what we told them the auction would gross as a net number, meaning that our services to them didn't cost them anything. We brought more to the table, enough to pay the commissions, the expenses, the advertising, all of that, and then in excess of that number, especially in a year like this when the prices are so strong. So well said by my seller. I feel bad for people that don't have an auction. They never see the true upside potential of the equipment they're selling that they worked so hard to get.
And then his next words out of his mouth was, thanks, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it went without saying because, you know, thank you went out to him and to his wife and I told him, I said, you made it easy. You took good care of your equipment. It was an easy job for us to do because we had good things to sell. But the market is such now, Mick, that, you know, it dictates that you're going to get good money out of your equipment. And all you got to do is spend a little bit of extra time marketing it, a little bit more money reaching out a little farther. You know, there are still people that read newspapers. There are still people that look at direct mailers. You know, of course, social media and web traffic has become a huge part of our business, especially with online auctions. They have to go there finally to bid. But there are still a lot of people that are still reading that information that we're sending to them in the mail and that's going out into those ag papers and whatnot. So, you know, you got a million ways you can make a decision, folks. You can park your stuff by the road. You can list it on any type of website. You can tell your neighbors that it's for sale. But at the end of the day, competitive bidding is the only opportunity that you're going to have to get more out of your equipment than you're asking.
All right. Hey, what do you have coming up here in the near term for auctions, Dennis?
Well, you know what? We've got our April online consignment auction coming up, and there's some good items on there. We've got a 450 Steiger tractor, power shift, full auto steer, 6,000 hours, really nice local tractor, all serviced and ready to go to the field. We've got a 6130D John Deere mechanical front tractor with an H310 loader and a grapple. Grapple's never been used. Tractor's got 455 hours on it. Got a really nice John Deere rotary mower, real low-acre Salford, John Deere 2200 field cultivator. We've got a lot of good tillage equipment. You know, in along with that Salford and that field cultivator, there's a McFarlane Harrow, Flex Coil Harrow Packer. We've got some really, really nice. Now, these have kind of come back to some people, and in some places and in some instances, they become sought after again. We have got two of the nicest sets of 9350 John Deere drills that you're going to see at auction anywhere, one set of 30s and one set of 20s, and they are in supreme condition. Always been kept inside, black press wheels, very, very nice. Got a nice late model Dodge service truck with very low miles. It's all equipped with a generator and air compressor and fuel tanks and a battery booster. Got a camper, even for you, Mick, if you want to go on a trip. We have a 2014 model Jayco travel trailer that's just like new.
Wow.
A lot of stuff on that April auction. It's going to be a dandy.
What do you mean want to? I've got to. And now I can. So, all right.
Well, there. See, problem solved. All you have to do is ask.
There we go. All right. Well, whether it's consignment or getting the equipment you need, and again, this is a spring where farmers are on hold when it comes to doing something in the field, so let's beef up the shop and the shed with some great equipment. How do producers get a hold of you, Dennis?
You can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good week, and we'll check with you later.
10-4.
Thank you.